Do words fire bullets? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Floyd Lee Corkins II, the gunman who shot an unarmed employee at the Family Research Council in Washington this week, might be crazy or might just be angry, but based on what he said, he had a beef with the group's conservative politics. The FRC opposes gay marriage, and Corkins was active with a gay rights group. But what actually set him off? Tony Perkins, president of the FRC, speculates it was his organization's presence on a hate group list posted by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I believe the Southern Poverty Law Center should be held accountable for their reckless use of terminology that is leading to what the FBI here has categorized as an act of domestic terrorism.
He says the hate group list gave the gunman a license to shoot an unarmed man. We can't yet be sure what motivated the gunman, but I think the Southern Poverty Law Center is setting itself up when they call it a hate list, because it's clear there are people in this country who will open fire just because of the thoughts racing around in their heads. And if their thoughts match something on your group's webpage, it's going to pop onto somebody's screen and suddenly you're in the news in a bad way. The Southern Poverty Law Center might want to rethink this, but so might conservative groups that might list, for example, Bible verses, especially that Leviticus verse. If a man has sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, they are to be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads. In a country where the angry and insane have as much right to a gun as anybody else, both sides of the moral debate have to worry about how someone might justify his decision to shoot himself into the news. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.